AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. A federal judge has granted a request by a coalition of 26 states to temporarily block the president's executive action on immigration while its lawsuit to permanently stop the order goes through the courts. U.S. District Judge Andrew Hanen granted a preliminary injunction late Monday after hearing arguments at a hearing in Brownsville, Texas in January. The federal government is expected to appeal the ruling. No immediate comment from the Justice Department. Emergency crews and state environmental officials are on the scene of Monday's train derailment in West Virginia that sent at least one tanker car containing crude oil into the Kanawha River. Huge flames shot into the sky from the resulting fire. AP correspondent Jonathan Matthijs reports several train cars and a house caught fire.
There's one house that apparently caught fire because of this derailment. Crews apparently had some trouble getting into that area, but we're hearing that nobody has been hurt.
President Obama has telephoned the Danish prime minister to offer his condolences after a gunman attacked a free speech seminar and a synagogue in Copenhagen over the weekend.
At a candlelight vigil in Copenhagen, the prime minister said Danes are touched by the outpouring of sympathy.
We feel that we are not alone.
A school teacher who attended the vigil said the vigil was a chance for Danes to show solidarity in the face of terrorist attacks.
I think it's important for all of us to show up and to express that we are united as a as a city, but also as a country.
The attacks on Saturday were the worst in three decades in Denmark. I'm Ross Simpson.
The federal government says its Washington area offices will be closed Tuesday due to a winter storm moving into the mid-Atlantic states. A winter storm warning in effect for the Washington area until noon. The National Weather Service is predicting 6 to 8 inches of snow. This is AP Radio News. The Secretary of Labor is in California for Tuesday's expected negotiations in the West Coast port labor dispute.
Months-long negotiations between the Dock Workers Union and a maritime association of companies have come to a halt. Labor Secretary Thomas Perez is scheduled to attend negotiations, his first and the two sides' first discussions since Friday. He has already been in touch by phone with representatives of the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association, which represents shipping lines that carry cargo and terminal operators. The labor dispute has affected the movement of billions of dollars of cargo that's supposed to pass through 29 seaports from Southern California to Seattle. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
There's a dispute over Ernie Banks' will. It's between his twin sons and the woman who cared for him during his final years. Banks' sons are asserting the caretaker coerced the Chicago Cubs baseball great into signing a new will, giving her all his assets. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.